Hello, and a very warm welcome to all our listeners out there. You're tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for all things doctoral. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, the doctoral support specialists. Today, we're diving into a topic that's not just crucial, but also deeply personal to many of us in the academic journey, doctoral student burnout. Now, if you're a PhD learner, you know the road can be tough. Long hours, intense research, and the constant pressure of deadlines. It's no wonder burnout sneaks up on so many. But here's the thing. Recognizing the signs of burnout and finding solutions is vital. We're not just talking about surviving your PhD journey, we're talking about thriving in it. So let's roll up our sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty of what burnout looks like and how to effectively tackle it. Remember, this conversation is for you, about you, and with you. Let's make this journey a bit easier, shall we? So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get started. All right, let's jump right in. When we talk about burnout in the context of doctoral studies, what are we really talking about? Simply put, it's like hitting a wall. Not just any wall, but one that seems to come out of nowhere when you're chugging along on your research journey. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. And trust me, it's more common than you might think in the world of PhDs. So, what does this wall look like? Well, for starters, there's emotional exhaustion. You might feel drained, like your emotional tank is on empty. This isn't just feeling tired after a long day, it's deeper. It's when the thought of even looking at your research makes you feel, well, exhausted. Then there's the passion factor, or the lack of it. Remember the excitement you felt when you first started your PhD? If you're burnt out, that excitement and motivation might feel like a distant memory. It's like your research, once a labor of love, now feels like just labor. Physical symptoms are big red flags too. I'm talking about headaches that won't quit, sleep that just doesn't refresh you, or maybe you're having trouble sleeping at all. Your body is literally telling you, hey, something's not right here. And let's not forget about feeling isolated or overwhelmed. This is huge. You might feel like you're on an island, all alone in your academic struggles, or like you're drowning in a sea of research, deadlines, and expectations. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Jason. Jason was deep into their doctoral research when suddenly they realized they hadn't left their desk in hours, days even. They were irritable, couldn't sleep, and the mere thought of their thesis made them feel, well, sick. That was their wake-up call. Jason was facing burnout head-on, and it took that moment of realization to start turning things around. So if you're nodding along thinking this sounds a bit too familiar, you're not alone. And more importantly, recognizing these signs is the first step to overcoming burnout. But don't worry, we're in this together. Now let's talk about the why behind this burnout. Understanding the causes is like shining a light in a dark room. Suddenly, things start to make more sense. For many doctoral students, the intensity of the workload is a major factor. It's not just about the quantity of work, it's the quality and the constant pressure to perform at your peak. Imagine juggling multiple balls in the air, your thesis, research, maybe even teaching or other academic duties all at the same time. It's a lot, isn't it? And then there's life outside of academia. Yes, it still exists. Trying to balance personal life, work, and studies can feel like walking a tightrope. You're trying to be everything to everyone, a student, a professional, maybe a parent or partner, and that's no small feat. High expectations and perfectionism are also common culprits. Let's face it, the world of PhDs can be a bit of a pressure cooker. You're expected to churn out top-notch work, and anything less can feel like a failure. This drive for perfection can be exhausting and frankly unrealistic. Lastly, let's not underestimate the impact of limited social support and feelings of isolation. It's easy to feel like you're in this alone, especially when you're buried in your research. That sense of isolation can be a real downer and a key contributor to burnout. So take a moment, reflect on what's been on your plate. What's been piling on the pressure? Identifying these causes isn't just an exercise. It's the first step towards making positive changes. Remember, recognizing the problem is half the battle won. All right, folks, let's get into some hands-on strategies to tackle burnout. First up, time management. It's not just about filling your day with tasks. It's about organizing your schedule smartly. Setting realistic goals and deadlines is like drawing a map for your daily journey. And guess what? There are heaps of tools and apps out there that can help you stay on track. They're like little digital lifesavers, keeping your workload manageable. But here's a tip. Don't overbook yourself. It's tempting to pack your day with tasks. But remember, quality over quantity. It's better to accomplish a few tasks well than to rush through a long list. Now, setting boundaries, this is huge. You've got to learn to say no. Balance your academic life with personal time. It's like putting up a do not disturb sign on your personal life. Schedule in your downtime, that coffee break, a short walk, or some quiet time, and treat it as sacred. And if you're thinking, but I have so much to do, remember, taking breaks actually makes you more productive in the long run. It's like giving your brain a little vacation so it can come back stronger. On to building a support network. This can be a game changer. Connecting with mentors, peers, and joining support groups can provide you with an arsenal of advice, empathy, and encouragement. These networks act like a support system, cushioning you when things get tough. Don't underestimate the power of a good chat with someone who gets it. And hey, most universities offer plenty of resources, counseling, workshops, peer groups. Tap into these. They're there for you. Self-care is next, and it's non-negotiable. We're talking physical health, like exercise and nutrition, and mental health practices like mindfulness or meditation. It's like taking your brain to the spa. And hobbies? Absolutely. They're not just fun. They're a vital part of keeping your mind fresh and engaged. And lastly, seeking professional help. It's okay to not be okay. If you feel the waves of stress crashing over you, reaching out to a counselor or mental health professional is a strong, brave move. Let's break the stigma around asking for help. It's not a weakness, it's a profound strength. So, there you have it. Time management, setting boundaries, building a support network, practicing self-care, and seeking professional help. These are your tools to fight burnout. Implementing even a couple of these strategies can make a world of difference. It's about finding what resonates with you and incorporating it into your PhD journey. These strategies aren't just about getting you to the finish line, they're about helping you enjoy the run. So take a deep breath, pick a strategy or two, and start making them a part of your daily routine. You're not alone in this. We're here and we've got your back. So we've talked a lot about burnout and strategies to handle it. Now I want you to take a moment. Really think about where you are in your doctoral journey. Are you noticing any signs of burnout we talked about? Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or that passion you once had is flickering a bit. It's okay. The first step is recognizing these signs. But here's the thing. Recognizing the problem is only half the battle. The real game changer is taking action. It's like realizing you're in a boat that's taking on water. Recognizing you need to patch the hole is good, but you've got to actually start patching it up to stay afloat. Let me share a bit from my own journey. During my doctoral studies, there was a point when I felt completely swamped. Deadlines were piling up and my motivation was at an all-time low. I knew I was burned out, but for a while I just kept pushing through, hoping it would get better. Spoiler, it didn't. Not until I took action. I started small. I began setting realistic goals, carving out time for breaks, and reaching out to my support network. Gradually, things started to change. My motivation crept back, and those overwhelming tasks began to feel manageable again. It wasn't overnight, but it was progress. So, as we wrap up this segment, I encourage you to not just reflect, but to take that crucial next step. Start with one strategy, just one. Whether it's better time management, setting boundaries, or seeking help, take that first step. You've got this. You're not just working towards a degree, you're building a life you can be proud of. As we near the end of today's episode, let's do a quick recap. We talked about recognizing the signs of burnout in your doctoral journey, understanding its causes, and most importantly, we explored practical strategies to tackle it. We discussed time management, setting boundaries, building a support network, self-care techniques, and the importance of seeking professional help. Now, I want to encourage you to take that first step. Choose one strategy we discussed today and start implementing it. Remember, small steps can lead to big changes, and you're not alone in this journey. There are resources and support systems out there ready to help you. Speaking of resources, I've got something special for you. If you're looking for more guidance, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one, but two dissertations in 6 months. Impressive, right? You can download this playbook from writerser.com/playbook. Trust me, it's a treasure trove of tips and strategies. Also, I'd love to hear your stories. How are you managing your journey? What worked for you? What didn't? Share your experiences and connect with our podcast community. Your story could be the beacon of hope someone else needs. A big thank you to all of you for tuning in today. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you found this episode helpful. Until then, keep pushing forward, take care of yourself, and remember, every step, no matter how small, is progress. You've got this.